Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first week of December. A proper snow season has arrived. For the past few days, it's been snowing continuously, and for the first time since this winter started, the snow piled up on the ground, on the rooftops, and on the tree branches. Especially in the morning, when everything is covered in fresh white snow, the view is magical. When I walk outside, there is so much peace and stillness in the air, a pleasant, comforting kind of quietness. One thing that's less pleasant and poetic is the walking condition of the streets, with the snow piling up on the ground. Now boots are required to walk on the streets. These winter boots protect our feet from coldness and dampness, but they are heavier, and moving our legs requires a little extra effort. For me, though, the part I struggle most is when I remove my boots. They are so tightly wrapped around my feet that I need to pull really hard to free my feet and legs from the boots. It always makes me think of the famous folk tale, The Enormous Turnip. What season-specific challenge are you experiencing, if at all? Today, I am sharing with you a memory of my young childhood when I spent a really fun day with my friends. Very special friends that I would only meet a few times a year. What led me to recall this particular memory was a dream that I recently had. In this dream, I was still living at my parents' house, and two of the four friends that you're about to meet in this story came to visit me. I remember being surprised because the two looked exactly the way I remembered from years and years ago. I wonder if you also sometimes think of somebody you once shared a special time with and feel close to them. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Hiding well in hide and seek. In early May when I was 8, my father's college friend came over to stay with us for several days. What was exciting was that all his four children traveled with him. The eldest was a boy 4 years older than me, followed by a sister 2 years older than me, and another of my age, and the youngest sister was 3 years younger than me. All of a sudden, my family's quiet home became children's paradise. On the day they arrived, all five of us children decided to play hide and seek. The eldest boy became the seeker, while all the girls looked for good places to hide. The youngest girl and I went to the bedroom. There was a mess of futon on the floor. "That's always a good place to hide," I told her. "Let's go in there." She and I quickly dug under the blanket, lying side by side. In order to avoid looking suspicious, I made sure we lay as flat as possible and the blanket appeared as messy as possible.
The elders finished counting to 10 and started roaming around the house, looking for us. As we remained as still as a rock, there was a shriek in another room, followed by a laughter. One of us was uncovered. My friend and I looked at each other under the blanket, stifling our laughter. Then he came to our room. He actually came straight in our direction and lifted the blanket. My friend was the first to be uncovered. "Gotcha!" he exclaimed at his little sister. "Ha ha ha!" As she went out of the blanket with a loud sigh, something funny happened. Her brother left the room, looking for the rest of us in other rooms. Apparently, he didn't see me. My friend hid me under the blanket again before joining her brother as a captive. Some time passed, and I was still lying under the blanket. Nobody had uncovered me yet. I'd started wondering if the hide-and-seek was still going on when the youngest sister came back to the room alone. "You're still here. Good," she whispered, lifting the blanket a little. "Is he still searching?" "Yes," she whispered back. "He has no idea you're here." I giggled as I watched her go back to join the others. More time passed, and I was still lying under the blanket. It was getting dark outside, and I started feeling lonely. I carefully crawled out of the blanket and opened the door to the small balcony, when I saw the eldest brother through the glass door to another room, facing this direction. The moment he saw me, he jumped at the door, making a funny face that reminded me of the painting The Scream by Munch. Even through the glass, I could hear his scream sound. I burst into laughter. As I joined everybody in the room, he asked me where I had been hiding. "I was hiding with her," I nodded in the youngest sister's direction. "But you didn't see me." That was an epic hide-and-seek that I will always remember.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.